At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I just had somebody in my fantasy baseball league accept a trade proposal that is going to light my league on fire. I think there are a bunch of people in my fantasy league that are about to go, holy hell.
You know what people want to hear about?
What?
Your fantasy baseball team.
I'm glad you said it. I was just getting ready to.
Oh, man.
Sweet. Oh, fancy man. Moses.
Hey, look, over your shoulder right now, I had it on ESPN, and they're talking fantasy football. So there's an industry out there for it where people that do actually really get down with it. And I'm mostly giving you hell because I know you're super excited.
It's more about the fact that, like, the league is going to freak out. Like, everybody in there is going to be like, holy hell.
Mm.
Holy hell. The guy in first place just traded me Bobby Witt Jr.
There you go. In a keeper league.
In keeper league, baby. Let's go. I gave up a lot for it, though.
You did.
I gave up a lot for him.
Gino!
Hey, yo!
I have never once participated in any sort of fantasy league in
never?
Any sport ever.
You've never done fantasy?
Not once.
You know what? We're doing a fantasy football league now.
No.
Yeah. You're doing it.
No.
No, you're doing it.
I am not.
You're doing it.
No. Yeah.
Because I'll forget about bye weeks and all that crap.
I don't care enough.
No,
yet.
I just.
No, no. We're going to do this.
I do fantasy Premier League with Mark Hamilton.
Yeah, no, we're gonna do a fantasy football one.
Football, baseball, basketball, none of it. I have never won.
Sports ball.
You're going to draft ball. All Jags.
That'd be dope, dude.
Yeah. Hey, maybe we're onto something. We'll get a little Trevor Lawrence, a little Brian Thomas,
if you have
a little
defensive,
Travis Etienne.
If you have a defensive player slot, which a lot of people in fantasy football do, can you get Travis Hunter
twice? Do I get double for Travis Hunter?
Yeah.
A little double dip action. Just as a not a totally random aside, we were talking about funeral songs. If you had to play a song at your funeral, what would you pick up on at Harrison Meringue right now? We have got some wonderful submissions.
Yeah?
Some wonderful submissions already.
Yeah? You gonna share that?
Do you want to? Well,
I was like, and
a lot of people went with like. Yeah. I was just waiting. I didn't know if you wanted to hit it right away. A lot of people are doing. I think the more traditional ones, a little knocking on heaven's door.
Okay. Gotcha. But my old Bob Dylan.
Well,
I prefer the reggae version by Eric Clapton.
I think everybody prefers the Guns N' Roses version.
Oh, not me.
Well, I mean,
sorry.
In that same vein, a little Sweet Emotion, Aerosmith.
Gotcha.
That's a good one.
That guitar riff is dope.
This is more in the vein of like how I'd want to do it. And I think I asked Dirt and Sprague, and Sprague definitely went down this path. Somebody replied with, "I don't bleep with you, Big Sean." I don't bleep with you.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Bye bye bye. NSYNC.
There we go.
Freebird.
Everybody's doing the dance.
Freebird.
I guess, you know, if we want to go like more of a serious route too, and even though this cat has gone off the deep end over the last couple of years, but Van Morrison, Into the Mystic.
Mm. Yeah, someone text that in. That's not bad.
Yeah.
He's gone off the deep end. He's just crazy old man.
He's
is he like anti-vaxxer, MAGA kind of
life? Took a hard right turn.
Crazy. For a guy who got deported from America for smoking reefer.
Yeah. He took a hard right turn.
Ring of Fire, Johnny Cash.
There we go.
I Touch Myself.
When I think about you, I touch myself.
Oh, okay.
Like I said, we got some bangers in here.
What are inappropriate songs?
I Touch Myself.
Yeah. Little Vogue.
Just wanted to send some love to my wife from beyond the grave. Mm. When I think about you, I touch myself.
Good old Divinals.
Good old. We are fans of space on this program, are we not? Right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah,
thinking
sure.
about the depths of space.
I guess space is good. That makes my head hurt, though.
That's what Danny says, too. It makes my head, like, excited.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just thinking about space. I want to live in space.
I don't.
Jim Lovell died. The infamous captain of the Apollo 13 mission.
Yeah. Is that that's the Houston we have a problem?
That's Houston we have a problem.
Yeah.
R.I.P. to a real one, man.
Famously played by Tom Hanks, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the question. Like, if you got to have someone play yourself, who better than to have Tom Hanks? During COVID, my wife and I watched every single Tom Hanks movie ever made.
Wow.
What's the best Tom Hanks movie?
That's a catalog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We went through the whole shebang. The only thing I haven't seen is the newest one where it's like...
the super depressing one?
That looks really depressing, but the camera is like in the same spot over the years.
Uh-huh.
I have not seen that one.
Y'all remember when on the old Danny and Dusty show, we did a thing about Tom Hanks movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a take in there that was almost akin to The Grape Nuts.
Which one was it?
Splash.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that movie sucks, man.
Dude,
I rewatched that doing this. That movie's terrible.
How did you think?
Anything that has John Candy in it just by on its own
dude, that
just
movie,
qualifies it from sucking.
Yes.
Dude, that movie aged so poorly. I'm telling you, go back and watch. It's not good.
Can I give you my favorite Tom Hanks movie?
Sure.
Money Pit.
Money Pit is amazing.
Money Pit is good. Underrated.
What I came to really appreciate, even though I had seen most of these movies, mm-hmm. watching all the Tom Hanks movies, was I prefer him in comedies more than his dramas.
With the exception of Forrest Gump.
No. I would rather watch The Burbs than Forrest Gump.
Okay. I would rather watch Forrest Gump.
He does have the Forrest Gump shirt on.
He does have the shirt on.
Although The Burbs is a great movie.
But yeah, The Burbs, Money Pit, those are great, great films.
You've Got Mail?
No,
what's the other one?
You've Got Mail as a Tom
You've Got
Hanks.
Mail with Sleepless in Seattle 2.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Sleepless in Seattle, better than You've Got Mail.
Still, I think that.
I still prefer When Harry Met Sally.
Overrated.
Mm. Yeah.
Not When Harry Met Sally, but that's Billy Crystal.
Correct, because Billy Crystal is a man.
Ryan,
is a god.
But yeah, Sleepless in Seattle, overrated. You've Got Mail, even more overrated.
God, I just remember, you said Billy Crystal, and I just went... God, I haven't seen City Slickers in forever. I want to go back and rewatch that now.
There was some crazy things that will kind of semi-blow your mind on this. I had never seen Castaway until I'd done it.
Oh, okay.
I just, like, didn't go see it in the theater, and I never caught it. Yeah.
Really?
For no reason other than I just never saw it. So when I watched it, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I see why people really like this.
One of the amazing things about that movie is the, 20, 25, 30-minute stretch of that movie where there is absolutely zero dialogue, but you don't notice it.
No, it's the same effect that Wall-E.
Yeah.
The first, 30 minutes of Wall-E, there isn't...
That movie rules.
It does, but it's two totally different versions, but, conveying everything without saying a word.
Which almost takes me into, which would be my person that I would want to play me in a movie...
Mm.
Takes me to Wally? The old, Wally. Willy's Wonderland, starring one Nicolas Cage, where it took me until a good hour, almost through the entire movie to realize that he does not utter a word.
I don't think I've seen that.
There's grunts and such, but yeah, he gets hired to go be like an overnight cleanup guy at an abandoned, basically like Chuck E. Cheese place, and it turns into a horror movie where the animatronics.
Oh yeah.
Like Five Nights at Freddy's, FNAF. But,
yes, except before that.
My 8-year-old is obsessed with FNAF, and I won't let him watch it.
My kids are too. They are obsessed with FNAF.
If you could have somebody play yourself in a movie, it's a biopic of you. Jeff Russ, you choose Nick Cage.
I go with Nick Cage. Yeah.
I'm going with Idris Elba.
All right.
I think he would do a great job.
Absolutely. He's got the pipes.
He's just as gorgeous as me.
Yeah, exactly. Almost. It's close.
Nobody's laughing about the fact that I'm a short white guy and I chose a like really good looking black dude who's got like 6 inches on me.
Just... I chose Nicolas Cage. I mean, come on.
He probably does have 6 inches on me too.
Whoa.
Hey-o. I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No, I don't know. My answer is probably like Jeremy Piven or Shane McMahon. I don't know.
Shane McMahon? that one came out of nowhere.
He's on the TV, and I was like, oh, Shane McMahon could play me.
God. I don't even know who I'd go with. That's tough. Kevin James?
Kevin James? That's so awesome.
I can see Danny trying to pull off the burp snart.
Yeah.
Can I pick Tom Waits?
Mm.
Sure.
Tom Waits is a pretty good actor. Did you see
Tom Waits was a musician.
The Buster Scruggs movie?
Oh, yeah.
There's like a bunch of different vignettes.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Waits is one of them, and he's great.
Oh, God. Who would I go with? Can't be too handsome.
No.
Got to be ruggedly handsome.
Or it's one of those guys, like, if you saw Tom Hanks on the streets and didn't know who he was, you wouldn't be like, that's an attractive guy.
No, God, no. Well,
but now that you
especially
see him,
when he was younger.
Yeah, but now you look at him, he's like, dude, that guy's one of the most famous people in the world.
Absolutely.
So you can't go like Clooney or Pitt or any of those.
I mean, Tom Cruise could do a good me too, because we're both real short.
Yeah.
Super athletic.
Yeah.
We both love running.
Yeah, you both do your own stunts.
I love running.
But let's face it, you'd be the Les Grossman Tom Cruise.
That's too bad. That's rough. I feel like I should be offended by that.
Probably.
Like on the YouTube chat, I'd choose Dave Bautista. Hell yeah, brother.
There you go.
If I looked anything like Dave Bautista, I would choose him for show. I think he's a really good actor. He's going to win an Oscar someday.
I mean, when I was super fat, I looked like
Was that
Carbo.
Your phone ringing?
That was my phone.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know people had ringers on.
No, when I was super fat,
well,
definitely Farva.
It only starts out as the ring because my ringtone is George Costanza's answering machine.
Dude, Farva, yes.
When I was super heavy, Dan Heffernan.
That sounds about right.
I think that's his name. Yeah. When I was, I've lost.
He's got to carry around a liter of cola.
Yeah.
As I prefer, Tacoma FD.
Yeah.
There we go.
That show rules.
It does rule. The other guy in that, that's who I'd want.
Mac. The guy who plays
Mac that's,
in Soup Troops.
Yeah, that's who I'd want because he's absolutely insane and everything.
Yeah, he's really funny.
Yeah, that would probably who I would want it to be.
R.I.P. Jim Lovell. You will be remembered for being played by Tom Hanks.
That was a big circle, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was. That's what we call showbiz, my friends.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.